entering the business zone of Kello News Talk 1320, 107.9 FM. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. Now here's your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
And now we're pleased to bring you our feature presentation.
Number 600 with Wild Bill Zortman.
It's your business.
Special intro today, Bill.
It was. I'm shouting in here. There's no mic and all of a sudden.
I had you shut off for a minute. I wanted you to be
the
feature presentation number 600 today with Bill Zortman.
I am Bill Zortman. November 13th, we did show 500 from the new Hilton Garden Inn downtown. Show 400 was July 31st. Show 300 was April 3rd. Each show is a part of It's Your Business. It's an original series. That's what David Faraday says about his shows. That actually started with this studio in July 2011. The show is unique, and doing business in our Sioux Falls area is what we try to do. Today, the show is golf, with our guests that will talk golf and fitness business between now and September the 3rd. Great life. And their plan with wellness, fitness, and golf, not necessarily in that order for all of us, has created an interest in the game that we'll be talking about as a business over the warmer months. We have an orthopedic doctor, a chiropractor to help us keep fit. They've been added to our show format. Actually, some people said we really needed a doctor in the show to kind of fix the rest of us. We'll see. Plus those in the golf business, we have golf, a writer, plus golf and life into the same sentence, believe it or not. David Austed, yes, from the Austed family, is a bit busier this year. He's a bit lighter. You've lost some weight.
I am buffed up, man, because I believe in fitness, and I'm making this thing happen. This golf game this year is going to be rocking because I'm feeling good, man. So,
Billy, it's good to be back in the box with you. It's been a long winter. You know, it's nice
Billy.
To be back. Billy Z. That's Billy Z.
Well, he was not here last week, and he was listening, and he said there was something missing. What was it? And it was like, well, this is an A to Z show.
I didn't say it was any worse. I didn't say it was any better. I just said there was something missing. That's all I was saying. So.
All right. With great life. How does the show change? How do change?
I mentioned it to you last year. I think what Mr. Walsh is going here, in 10 years, the entire golf industry is going to look back and say, the resurgence of golf started in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I really do. I think they just added Hidden Valley, which is an incredible little gem over in Brandon. It's a nice par 3, 18-hole course. And for $50, you can play unlimited golf, unlimited fitness. And the rounds played in the city of Sioux Falls are going to go up substantially. And what really gets me excited is now you want to go out with your family. You want to play three holes on a Saturday afternoon and your kid wants to go play. You can do it. It's no big deal. You know, whereas before you had to pay for 9 or 18. And so I'm really excited about, and he's got courses now, like all from Hidden Valley where it's par 3 and it's really fun to play, up to some more championship courses like Baker Crossing and Willow Run, and then adding in the fitness component. It's just a great, great deal. So Austed's is great to be a part of it. We're going to be doing the pro shops. You're also going to see our mobile fitting center. You saw that at the expo, I hope. That will be traveling around all the golf courses, and you can actually hit golf balls out on the golf course because a lot of guys have told us they want to see it up in the air. We're listening. We bring this trailer out. We'll have all the fitting carts from all the major manufacturers, so you can hit the new Callaway Big Bertha Alpha or the SLDR from TaylorMade and see what it looks like, and we'll have launch monitors to show you what it looks like. So we're pumped. It's going to be real fun.
You know, we mentioned the par 3 courses, and somebody said, well, why do we want to add par 3 courses? Yesterday, the Senior Tour added Branson, Missouri as a part of a Champions Tour event this summer. And the discussion on the Golf Channel this morning was, would you watch a par 3 event?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And, you know, I was at a seminar in Orlando a month ago at the PGA show, and we were talking about how the game of golf needs to change. And they talked the example they used is skiing. You know, skiing was dying, and then they came up with snowboarding. And all of a sudden, it blew up. It grew. Bowling was struggling. They came up with night bowling, the glow in the dark stuff, and all that. Golf needs to think outside the box. We got to come up with bigger holes. We got to do. We actually talked about soccer golf, where you teed off with a soccer ball and you kicked it down the fairway and then put it in the hole. I mean, we need to think outside the box and come up with some creative ways to make this more fun, because that's the reason people leave the game. They say it's boring. They say it's not really fun, and it's not. We know, Bill, it is not boring. It's a lot of fun. We just need to make sure it happens that way. So that's what we're working on. And we're going to have a tournament this year to help first tee, and it's going to be great. We're going to tee off with tennis rackets. We're going to have a soccer ball in one of the holes. All the holes will have big holes, the big ones that you can chip into. So we're going to have a lot of fun.
Warehouse sale, great golf expo, now history. What's the mood?
Great. You know, honestly, would you believe 2 years ago, in the early March, it was 65 degrees and all the courses were open? I hate to even say that because it's so depressing looking at the forecast, but there is a lot of excitement about what's going on. And the neat thing about being in the Midwest is, even with a crazy, crappy winter that we've had, when it warms up, people go nuts. So we've had a great spring so far, and it still hasn't gotten above freezing. So when it happens, it'll be great. It'll be absolutely awesome. We had a phenomenal golf expo. The warehouse sale went real well. We're packing it up and moving to Omaha this weekend. There's a golf expo at the CenturyLink downtown Omaha, and we will be the major sponsor of that, and it'll be awesome. And then we're going to Sioux City after that. So we just move around, man. I'm a traveling man. I make it happen.
You got your own road show. Now, I have to tell you, my wife went out to the golf expo. She wasn't going to go.
Yeah.
She gets up and pays $5 long drive contest. She said it was Austed. Did you guys have some kind of a long drive contest?
We sponsored the prizes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. She hits at 274 yards. Off the drive, they tell her to put the club down.
You married up, buddy. That is huge.
And they said, we need your name and number. We'll be calling you. It's Wednesday, and she still hasn't heard, and she wants to meet whoever hit it that's a woman further than 274
yards. Really? I will check on that. That's a big club. But, you know, the other interesting thing about technology this year is, and you're seeing this on tour, these guys are hitting it 310, 320 average. And one of the things that they found is that moving the weight up and low really increases your distance. And they've also found that you need to have more loft. And you've seen guys on tour with the hats that say loft up. These guys who were hitting a 7-8 degree loft at driver last year are now at an 11 or 12 degree loft. So you need to come into Austed's, bring your driver, and we'll compare it with the new stuff. And you're going to see you're going 20, 30 yards further, and you're going to hit a higher. You're going to hit a higher loft. It's going to be up in the air longer, and it's going to stay up there. So neat stuff going on.
Now, this show is going to be podcast.
Sweet.
Which means your picks. We want no excuses this year. We fired the commissioner. My son is still looking for work.
Really?
After that.
Well, yeah, he got you in there. Better just to, you know, the way he snuck all that stuff in there. But I'm winning this year. I was ahead, what, 39 of 40 weeks or something like that?
Yeah, and you snoozed on the last round.
Right at the end, I just kind of like petered it down there.
Thank you for letting me win.
Yeah, I know. It's
all
not going to happen.
It's the Honda this week. Justin Rose pulled out yesterday, and a lot of the foreign names are right up there to the top.
Yeah. This is our big swing from West Coast to East Coast. So now we're going to be on the East Coast for a while. It's a big deal. Some guys play a lot better on the West Coast, like Phil Mickelson and all that. Some guys like the East Coast. So we're going to be over there now for a while. It's a great tournament. There's a lot of big names in this tournament. Tiger's even playing, which is, kind of a rarity. We haven't seen
Tiger is not the favorite of the
pickers. Oh, no.
The
he shouldn't
this week.
Be. You know, he's only played, like, 3 competitive rounds in the last 5 months, and he's not even injured. I mean, it's like, where's Tiger? He's off the map. Did you pick him?
No.
No, I didn't either.
No, in fact, we had a... Your gal, Laura, was out at the Central Valley draft on Sunday.
Yeah.
We drew numbers 1, 2, and 3, the first 3 picks. Right. None of us picked Tiger.
No.
And everybody was saying, how could you not pick Tiger? It's like, this is a different year.
He has to reprove himself. He is not the Tiger of old. So I think, you know, I wish him well. I hope he does well, but I wouldn't pick him this
and
week.
And, of course, you like Rory Sabatini, too.
Rory, if you want to get your face beat in. That boy has issues. That's all I'm saying.
All right, let's go right to your picks on the Honda.
Well, hey, my A players, young, enthusiastic, has not met his potential, Ricky Fowler. He's on the side of mobile club fitting center. He's played well at the match play. He's going to keep it going. And one of my favorite golfers of all time, Bubba Watson. Pink driver, adopted kid, 1-2 weeks ago. His kid and his wife came out, gave him a big hug. It's going to be awesome. So B players, Johnson & Johnson, Dustin Johnson and Zach Johnson, and I'm picking Zach because he's from Cedar Rapids, and that is our new store. We will opening up in Cedar Rapids about nine blocks. Yes, 9 blocks from where Zach Johnson grew up at his country club. So we're going to, April 1st, Austed's will be opening its 10th store in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, home of Zach
Johnson. We have listeners over there.
Do we really? Well, yes. Not with the podcast. You have listeners all over the world.
You're exactly right. Worldwide web. Absolutely. All right, so you got the Johnsons. Who else you got?
Jordan Spieth. And I can't read my writing here. My fourth guy. I'm sorry. I'll see it here. But Jordan's going to play very well. And my C players are Graham McDowell, who played well at the match play.
The overall favorite for the tournament.
Yes. And Jimmy J.J. Dynamite Walker, who is playing exceptionally well also.
He's not playing this week.
What?
I'm sorry.
I should really do a little more research.
Yeah, Walker took the week off.
Oh, man.
You want me to give you help with one player?
Yeah, would you do that? Would you do that for me? Because that's the way you roll.
Charles Schwartzel.
Oh, yeah, Charles solid all the time. That's my man.
Three top fives in the last 4 years.
Yes, that's my man, Charles. That's the man. Charles.
So don't say I never did anything for you.
You are amazing. You are amazing.
All right. Dave Austed.
Thank you, man.
The A part of this show. Appreciate you doing that.
Yeah, thank you. Good luck to you, and I hope you enjoy second place this year. I think it'll be great for you. You look good as a runner up, and we'll see you in the fall, dude.
Enjoy some of our 600th show cupcakes.
I will do that
from Randy.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, Dr. Max Reneke. We're going to slide him in, get him in the warm up seat. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and have some more fun with our golf show. All a part of It's Your Business on this 600th Wednesday. Well, we got to stay right with fitness. And Dr. Max Reineke, close enough?
Yes, sir.
Right on. He's a part of our medical and wellness side of the show. You're saying, what? This is golf. This is 2014. It's been added, hasn't it?
That's correct.
Now, we want to welcome you to the show. You got 30 years experience providing care, diagnostic experience, allowing you to zero in on problems. What can our listeners expect from you on our golf show?
Bill, what I hope to be able to do is to give listeners direction on where they have to go when they're dealing with problems that are past the point of just suggestions that they can do at home. Ideally, when we're talking about painful conditions that are affecting their exercising or their ability to play or just enjoy life in general, not just to find out what to do about those conditions, but what is at the root, what caused them to happen. I hope to be able to bring a topic of interest every week centered on common injuries and provide listeners with tips to improve their body and their game and their overall enjoyment of life.
Well, you're going to put it in terms that golfers are not used to doing, and that's one of the reasons that you need to be in the show, and Dr. Lee Burton will be a part of our show as well. But we think with all the great life scenario that we're hearing, that we need to be fit if we're going to play the game of golf. We need to have something more than the 19th hole as our exercise for lifting. We need to be able to do something that's going to identify and help them. But golfers are always concerned about injuries. They're always concerned about not being fit. And you're going to be able to help us with that.
That is correct. In addition, I'd also say golfers are a little superstitious and they're always worried about something that might affect their game adversely.
So what are we going to do about that this year?
Well, what I would like to mention, first of all, is a condition called sacroiliac instability. Another way of putting that would be the hip that goes out but doesn't stay in like it's supposed to. We all know what our core muscles are, right? At the heart of our core are the sacroiliac joints. These joints are on either side of the low back between the sacrum or your tailbone and the ilium or the pelvic bones. Oftentimes after an injury to the sacroiliac joint, the joint is unable to heal back together properly and an unstable pelvis with almost like a sprung frame is the result. Because the sacroiliac joint is loose, manipulation of the joint or going to the chiropractor will not solve the problem. Temporarily it might, but the out-of-place joint, it feels uncomfortable, you know, my hip is out feeling. After the adjustment, the joint does not have the integrity or the muscle tone to hold itself in proper position. It's sloppy, and it goes back out again. However, once the condition is diagnosed properly, it's just a matter of taking care of the sprung frame problem, which is done by blocking the pelvis and reseating that sacroiliac joint. And then stabilizing the pelvis by having the the person wear a sacroiliac belt while that joint heals. Once the joint is healed, it won't go out as easily as it did before.
Now, can you put it pretty simply, some clues that people might have? And again, golfers are always wondering, when should I do something about it? And maybe with some of the clues you have, that'll help us.
Some of the clues would be a person likes to stand with their weight on one foot, having a recurrent knee or shoulder problem that we can't get under control, having that hip goes out problem, also feeling more comfortable with your legs crossed when you're sitting. Another one might be having a recurrent lumbar disc problem that doesn't seem to respond. And lastly, if you have a back problem that's aggravated by stairs or working on a ladder, or in recent history, walking on ice.
You know, all of the professional golfers have training centers that keep them in shape. And we hear about golfers that are in the middle of a round that have this problem or that problem. They get that attended to very quickly. If they don't, they're going to be off several weeks, and we're talking big bucks for them. For us, with the fact that we're out supposedly enjoying the game, not being too competitive, we need to watch what we're doing and not go too far. But at what point do we call Dr. Max and say, I've got problems?
I would say that when it gets to be your competitive edge that keeps you finishing and out your game, anytime you're not enjoying yourself, you get a painful condition that is dragging out, that wrist that lasts for more than a couple weeks, the strain or the crick in your back that lasts more than a couple 3 days, then it's time to give a call.
And if they need Dr. Max, you have a location, you have some hours that can fit golfers.
Yeah, Reinecke Chiropractic, we've been there for 32 years now, same location. We're just north of the Hy-Vee that's on Minnesota Avenue. We got extended hours Monday, Wednesday, Friday till 6 p.m. We have three doctors there to serve you. So our motto is call us today, feel better tonight.
And you are a golfer, correct?
Yes, yes.
Now, I've heard that you're a 3 handicap. Is that pretty accurate?
Don't buy any stock from the guy that told you that I'm a 3 handicap.
Well, I think he was making sure that I didn't bet Dr. Max, because he's one of these guys that sees your wallet as you come up the street.
My hope is that I'm going to be like the gal that knows nothing about football but wins the office pool.
Uh-huh. And just so Paul Doherty knows, and Paul's our next guest, we'll talk with him from Golf Etc., Max will have a consultant. I know how good your consultant did for you a week ago when you had Thanks. Bubba and didn't put him in play. But you, by next week or the next appearance, you'll be back and you'll be making some picks with us.
That is correct. I hope to get some picks on for the Honda Classic. I didn't know who was going to be here. I didn't trust bringing the names in with me.
Well, with this crowd, you know, they're golfers, and we treat it like it's the 19th hole all the time. Dr. Max, we appreciate you being with us today, and we'll be talking to you in future weeks.
Thank you very much, Bill, and everyone, visit me at ReinekeClinic.com.
There you go. Paul Doherty up next to following Fox Business News. We'll talk as well with Randy Dierheim. He brought the cupcakes, the 600th show, and Adam Scott, all a part of the golf show on It's Your Business. It's show number 600, and it's the golf show. Dierheim still doesn't believe that show 400, 500, and 600 have all been on Wednesdays, and he had to bring cake. But it did figure out that way. If we hadn't cut one show, it wouldn't have been today. But that happened in the last month. Paul Doherty, Golf Etc., a member of the It's Your Business golf family. Welcome back.
Good morning, Bill.
You were very busy out at the Great Golf Expo over the weekend. I got to visit with you a little bit. You were telling me the story about the orange bag my wife had gotten for me, and I was telling her the story, and she said, Paul wouldn't talk to me. And it was like you were seeing 3 or 4 people at a time.
Oh, out at the expo. I thought she was referring to when she was
bag. You took good care of her there. But
yeah.
She was really excited, and we actually, when he had asked me just an hour before, I had taken the old clubs or the clubs I'd got last year, put them into the new bag. So mm-hmm. I knew we had found everything. But what was the mood? What did you see out at the Expo?
I thought the Expo was fantastic. It seemed that was my first year at the Expo. It's my first year, full year back in the golf business. But the crowd seemed fantastic. The people were very enthusiastic, and we had a lot of traffic at our booth.
One of the things that you do is fit some golf club shafts. You've done that with me. You had to take on my driver, which I don't hit it as far as Carolyn did, 274, the first time she swings a club on the Austed.
Wow.
And she never got a call this weekend, so she's upset. If Mama's upset, it's a tough week. But, you know, you do a lot of good things with clubs. Tell us what you do.
Well, you mentioned, you know, I fit you for your driver. And, you know, I heard on an earlier segment on the show, there's all this talk with Great Life about fitness and golf. And I guess the way I like to look at golf, et cetera, is if a person wants to play better golf faster, they need to get fit for equipment. And that's what we do at Golf Et Cetera. It's a completely different experience than I think most golfers have had as far as getting fit on a driving range or off of a manufacturer's cart. Most of my fitting sessions last approximately an hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours. So they're much more in-depth, much more comprehensive. And whether I'm fitting a beginner that's just getting into the game or a very advanced player, we put the fitting process is still equally in-depth for both levels of players.
The other thing that they do at Golf Et Cetera, we heard from the mayor that he actually rehabbed out there after he had a tennis injury rather than playing golf. That's a great place to go.
Yes, it is. We have the simulator. We have the areas where people can hit and work on their golf swing.
Seminars. You do a lot of those. You doing those this year, too, particularly with Great Life spurring the interest in golf?
There's been talk about it. There's none on the calendar right now. We've been, to be honest with you, I've been absolutely swamped since late January and just haven't had a chance to put seminars on the schedule. I think we're going to try to put some Saturday seminars on possibly next month, but I'm not real sure about that yet.
All right, I'm going to bounce an idea on you that was sprung on me this morning. Nobody else on the show has heard this story, so you get to be the first. How's that?
Let's see.
Am I treating you well?
I'm going to see where this goes.
The Golf Channel has what they call projects. They've had Charles Barkley. They've had some other people that have done it. We had some people say, you've got all this attention, all these people that know how to fix golf swings and do a lot of things this year, fix clubs. What if you had a project? And it was like, you know, we could probably do four golfers between now and the end of the year. We do one each 6 weeks.
Okay.
Where we would pick somebody that's a 20 that wants to be a 12, you know, analyze their swing, talk a little bit about it during the week, maybe pick somebody that is overweight. You know, don't look at me when I say that, because I've been working on that, and I'm having cupcakes this morning, not a cake. You know, dear,
I want to hear the story on that.
Yeah, I do too. But sounds to me like it might be something that we could fit listeners in and pick between now and September 3rd. Three or four golfers where we work with them a little bit and find a way to help them as a part of this golf show.
I think that would be fantastic. I would welcome that opportunity.
We probably will introduce number one next week.
Okay.
Okay? It'll be a 20 handicapper.
I was just going to say, hopefully we'll have a range of handicapped people, handicapped golfers. That still didn't come out right. But you know what I meant.
But do you like the idea?
I do like that idea.
Because that's one of the things that you guys did with me last year. You worked with Randy, and then we take him out to play, and he loses more golf balls in three holes than he said he had lost all summer.
It was interesting.
It was interesting, and it was a scramble. I don't know how you do that.
At least we didn't have to go retrieve him or play him.
I think we sent Coral Lee to do that. But anyway, we're gonna try that.
I think that
starting next week.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
And I will give you the information about them, and we'll maybe put together a little questionnaire.
Okay.
But we'll have some fun with that. With that being said, you need to give your contact information before you give your golf picks. I hope all six of them are playing. Austed only got five of six that were in the field.
I'm supposed to have six?
Actually, eight.
My consultant only gave me four.
Well, guess what? That consultant also didn't pick Bubba.
Oh, man.
And you had him on the bench. All right, tell us what you got this week.
Well, first of all, do you want to know where we're located?
Well, Do it.
We're in the shadows of a Gorman on the north side of 41st Street across from Billion Hyundai.
All right. That's on 41st.
On 41st.
You're not far from the fire station.
We're right next to Firehouse Subs.
Yep. That makes sense.
And our phone number is 376-8776.
And he will take good care of you.
Yes.
Okay. And don't look for orange bags. I got the last one.
Did you hear how I got that bag?
Tell me.
That bag was sold out nationwide by the manufacturer, and my rep for Sun Mountain gave me his personal bag that had not been taken out of the bag yet, just for you, so you could have it for Christmas.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, what a nice story.
Yeah.
I was looking for some orange shoes to go with it, and my wife said, that's over the top.
I can find them.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to play with orange golf balls this year, too, so.
I'm not playing with you.
But you didn't play much with me last year.
I bet I'm not going to play with you at all this year if you're playing with orange golf balls.
Well, I'll find something else. All right, let's get your golf picks.
Well, the only picks that I know for sure I have would be Mickelson. Of course, I am going with the lefty against my consultant's advice. Zach, Rory, and Schwartzel. And I'll certainly get back to you on the other ones.
And we'll be posting these on our blog, and the podcast of the show will be up tomorrow morning. Brownie is going to work hard on that. Okay, Mickelson, Zach, Rory, and Charles Schwartzel, your picks. Bubba's playing this week. Put in the left-hander.
I'd put in Phil.
Well, you could have two left-handers.
Can I still change it on the computer?
Just get them back, and we'll post them.
Okay, I'll do that.
Paul Daugherty, Golf Etc.
Thank you, Bill.
Amazing, amazing. Randy Dierheim, the Cupcakes, 600th show. We'll find out success and golf. Randy Dierheim helps us sort out life and puts it in golf terms. Randy, of course, the Pinnacle Company, works restaurants at Callaway, Trey, Foley's, and let's see, there's one more you've added?
Elements on 8th, just across the Big Sioux River from downtown.
All right, now, the 400th picture shows a cake. The 500th show shows a cake. The 600th show will show a
box of cupcakes.
So?
Well, you know.
Tell us the story.
You know, one of the things that you and I do together, which is so much fun, we do, you know, golf and life and different analogies, and I thought, you know, with what's going on in Sioux Falls golf right now with Great Life, it's as a great example, you know, bringing another cake would have been easy. But for me, this was a little bit of an outside of the box idea for you to celebrate your 600th show. And it just shows the variety, you know, and Dave Austin talked about it, too, about, you know, what golf is trying to do here in Sioux Falls. Great Life clearly is helping to shake up what we know to be a paradigm about golf, long rounds, you know, kind of centrally focused on men, not families. So, I mean, to me, it was an outside-of-the-box idea, just as representative of still maintaining your passion for something. In this case, we've got a great culinary chef, April Austin, at Callaway's, and she's multi, you know, talented and faceted. So cupcakes were my analogy of an out-of-the-box idea.
All right. You actually picked mental side of success. Now, help me with that.
Well, you know, last week I went to, I think I mentioned when we were on the show, I went with a friend, Monty Misfelt. He and I went to play golf at the Bluffs. It was hard to believe now. It was a 57-degree day last Wednesday with a little wind. But, you know, both of us went down with expectations of really just having fun. And we really did. And we also played pretty good golf. And I thought to myself, you know, golf should be fun. We shouldn't have a lot of stress when we play golf. If we do have stress, then we probably need to see an expert or just gain more confidence in our swings, because golf is really about trusting your swing. The best golfers in the world certainly do, and you hear their caddies say it all the time. They say, trust it, just trust it. Well, that's a huge part of the game. The other thing that I thought of is we also witnessed this past weekend with Dubuisson pulling off these remarkable shots. All of us were, you know, very engaged by that. He was considered to be the next Seve Ballesteros because of the fact that he could pull off these remarkable shots. Well, guess what? He stepped up and just did it with confidence. He didn't have a lot of stress in his arms and his legs and his the way he carried himself. He executed those shots as impossible as they seemed, with just, you know, confidence in mind that, hey, I can make this shot. It was funny to watch Jason Day's reaction to him because it was like pulling a rabbit out of a hat. But I also thought, you know, as business leaders and in the businesses that I help operate, Callaway's, Foley's, Trey, and Elements, we really try to eliminate stress. On a scale of 1 to 10 in our business, stress is a 1. We don't have stress. I think good leaders take stress out of businesses through better training, making sure you hire the right people. And golf's got a lot of the similarities in it. You play your best golf when you're loose, when you're not tense, when you're having fun. And that's what I thought I would bring forward as a topic today.
Dubuisson, as you mentioned, he talked about not being able to sleep to play Ernie Els. And then he had Jason Day, and he had the same scenario. It was like the guy didn't show up first three holes, kind of like you mm-hmm. when we played in our little tournament. First three holes, you were like, I'm playing with Coralie Jorgensen.
That's right. That's
the
right.
Champion.
Well, you know, that was, you know, you can easily fall into that until you find your zone and realize that you are competent and that you can, in fact, play the game. I had the same feeling when I stepped on the first tee box last week down at the Bluffs. I've played golf since 1979, and I've played a lot of it. I average over 80 rounds a year, so I'm a little bit of an extreme, you know, golfer when it comes to rounds played. But, you know, you take the winter off. You don't really practice a lot. You don't, you know, go to the driving range as much as you might. And I get on the first tee, and I had a really nice drive. And I'm like, you know what? I actually remember how to play this game, because a lot of us in the Midwest have to reinvent our golf swings every time we start the season over again, which is hopefully coming up here in the next 30 days or so.
We mentioned the golf draft that we were in. Laura Peters came out from Austed, got there, and we started at 2 o'clock. And I don't know how it happened, but Chad was the number one, pulled the number one. My wife pulled number two. I pulled number three. And everybody like, how did this happen? I mean, you might as well have won the lottery.
Yeah.
And none of us picked Tiger. And that was kind of interesting. They said, well, how could you not pick Tiger? It's a different year.
It's a new year for sure. I really like the start of a new golf season to see who's really hungry and who's really focused. I've been kind of a Jordan Spieth fan since he came out, but Jordan kind of showed his colors this last weekend. I think he's emotional. He's either going to be really good or he's going to have some issues. He's going to have to grow up a little bit to be real successful on the PGA.
But he did apologize.
He did.
Immediately after. My wife actually picked Dubuisson as the third pick, and everybody said, who's that? And it's like, well, you haven't paid any attention. By the time we got home, he was on the 23rd hole and hit two out of the cactus from the desert to keep a match play alive.
There's a lot about golf that's momentum as well, and momentum.
Mental
and momentum, because it's a confidence factor. In fact, when I picked my picks this week, which I'm a rookie now in the league, in the Yahoo Fantasy League, but I also went with players that I know that have had a good spring season. So Patrick Reed is on my list. Chris Kirk is on my list. Zach Johnson, who's just such a steady Eddie, is on my list. And Charles Schwartzel, who's coming off, you know, playing last week. He didn't naturally go all the way, but he had a pretty good tournament. Brian Harman's on my bench. Brian's another guy. No one's ever heard of him. He played really well on the West Coast. So I look at the momentum he's created. And another guy that's on my bench is Cameron Tringali. I like Cameron as a player. He's also proven to be pretty dependable on a week-to-week basis.
I think you got some good picks, and we'll keep a close eye. We're going to post everything on the blog. This will be part of the podcast. And tomorrow night, I get to try out the meal at Hilton Garden Inn.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Heart to the Heartland House, which is a neat project that I've got a chance to MC the last 2 years. But it's all part of the mental side, helping those that need help. And that's part of what we do in this community.
It's part of what we do. And for those of our listeners that are out there, I would just encourage you to take a look at your stress levels, whether it be on the golf course or in your business life. Consider the things that make you have stress and just eliminate them, whether it be a coaching lesson on the golf course or a seminar at work or just talking to the people that work with you to understand how you can improve.
We have one more guest. I have not seen Adam Scott. I hope he's in the building. If not, I'll have some mental stress figuring out what to do in the rest of the show. But Randy Dierheim, thanks for the cupcakes. It does send a message about exercise and fitness with golf in 2014. Thanks for being part of our 600th
show. They're awesome, by the way.
Thank you, Bill.
I've had two thanks already.
we got another A in the show, Golf Addiction. What a year they've had. You guys, this would be a sophomore year for you now?
I'd say sophomore is a good start on it, Bill.
All right. You guys been working around the clock, 50 simulation courses. You have your location that's now 1 year old at 57th and Marion. You've added Fargo and Great Life.
We have, and with that, we're premiered our Baker Crossing Golf Addiction Zone concept over the weekend with the tournament that was filled up, and had nothing but great things and great feedback from all the customers that played out there as well.
All right, so good things out there. I had a chance for the first time to hit on your golf simulator. I should be shocked that I haven't done anything with you for a year. The first shot I hit into the cactus, and the screen goes black. I thought I had destroyed your camera and your equipment. I felt very badly, Adam.
So you've been working on your game then, right?
I'll tell you what. You guys really helped me in this show. But
We do the best we can.
I know. But it was pretty accurate. You know, I kept asking if we had the winds out of the desert, and Johnny was saying no. But the guy that we were playing with, Randy Ulmer, got it within 8 feet. I don't think he probably won, but he took our money. I will tell you that, Mark, Luke, and I, that he could just stick it like that. What do you think? Is that a pretty good event for you guys out there with the $5 that went to charity?
You know, out of everybody that got a chance to hit on it, we got nothing but terrific feedback from over a couple thousand shots that were playing on it. So with that being said, I'd say it was a terrific event. A lot of people got to see what an indoor center or simulator from the latest and greatest had to offer, and I've got a lot of great feedback on it. Hence, why I've got golfers in here right now playing some of the coolest courses in the world.
Fargo, tell us about that.
So Fargo opened up mid-December, and we're now, 2.5 months into it, and nothing but great feedback from our friends up there. And what a great opportunity to get people swinging up there now indoors year-round. So the best part about Golf Addiction is, our overall goal is to continue to grow the game and get more customers or more people golfing. So that way when this spring transition hits, we see more people enjoying the game outdoors with it as well. But the best part is with our leagues and such going on right now, we see a lot of customers, and even myself when I'm entering scores, we're seeing those customers lower their handicaps in here. And if it's anything like last year with our league members hitting the courses, their handicaps will drop because they were able to swing year-round now in our area.
And the other thing we've added to this show is Dr. Reinecke, a chiropractic clinic that he has, and Dr. Lee Burton, an orthopedic surgeon. So we have put fitness into the show this year, and it's going to fit really well with you guys that know golf and how to get people playing better.
Absolutely, and it's never too late right now with it being some negative degrees outside to start coming in here, and between now and when it warms up, you could really start working on your swing and getting it developed so where when you get out there, you feel like a rock star when it comes to swinging on the golf course.
Adam Scott from Golf Addiction. The other thing that we announced in this half hour is that for the 29 weeks that we do this, we are going to take four projects, much like our friends at the Golf Channel have done. They had Project Barkley. They had three or four other projects, and we're going to work on their nutrition, their golf swing, and as a team, we're going to try to improve golf for some people that normally wouldn't get that help or the notoriety of being on the radio. What do you think?
I think that's nothing but a fantastic idea. I mean, when it comes to golf game in general, you're seeing all the different pros out there working on their strength, their agility as far as stretching and flexibility, and they're becoming better golfers. So it's nothing but a great thing for the pros, and I tell you, it's nothing but a great thing for us here in Sioux Falls.
All right, time for you to fess up. The Honda, the first event in our season this year. Give us your picks.
Picks. You know who I'm going with my starting A player, Bill? Mr. Adam Scott, the man, going to come out from a break and ready to rock and roll. So,
all right.
For Adam Scott to come in and play with Lee Westwood on the bench. Then Zach Johnson and Keegan Bradley are going to be starting us off as our B players and ready to rock and roll. I feel that they're pretty confident and they're going to bring some game as well. Ben Crane, Jason Korkrek on the bench. And then we got Mr. Boo Weekly starting us off in the C category, and Nick Watney on the bench.
Not a bad team. You were very competitive all of last season. It made for some real fodder every time I'd get a chance to see you. I haven't announced my picks yet. I went with Lee Westwood as my player starting as the A player. Ricky Fowler on the bench. The B players, Keegan Bradley and Hideki Matsuyama, who is surprising a lot of people. Brian Harmon, who likes that course, and the defending champion Michael Thompson on the bench. C player, the overall favorite of the experts this week is Graham McDowell. I've got him starting and Charles Schwartzel off the bench. Why do you think the foreign players... Oh, I got a buzz from the ref on that. Why do you think the foreign players do so well in this tournament?
You know, I think the fact that they get to get geared up and maybe jazzed up for one of the better events out there to kick off the season. And maybe they're just a little bit more mentally prepared for when they come into it with the course and the layout of it is.
The other thing we talked with Johnny Miller about was you guys setting up your own event as a part of this. Are you guys going to try to get that started?
We are going to try to get it started. We'll probably launch and debut it next week. So if you haven't got into a fantasy golf league yet, I'd maybe stop in the Golf Fiction. We'll show you how to do it. Bill will probably announce it again on the radio so you can maybe hop in and get some picks in for this week yet.
There you go. And again, if you go on the Kello website and go to blogs, you'll see exactly how to enter. And in essence, it's a Yahoo Fantasy Golf Draft. The group ID number is 7235. And the password this year is not Austed, it's not Scott, it's Zortman, Zortman. So we will see how we do. It'll be a lot of fun. Glad to have you guys a part of the ride. Hey, congratulations on a great year to Golf Addiction. You guys have done fantastic.
Thank you, Bill. And if you are looking to get in here, I'd call sooner than later, as Saturday and Sunday are starting to fill up quickly. And let's get you in here swinging some sticks and having some fun with us this season.
Golf Addiction, located at 57th and Marion. Adam Scott John Miller. Not the Adam Scott John Miller on the pro range. There are own professional ideas here in South Dakota. We appreciate you. We'll talk with you next week.
All right. Have a good day, Bill. See you, Rep.
And we thank all of our audience for being a part of our 600th show. Rev, as always,
awesome
thank
job
you.
Today, Bill. Congratulations.
Have a cupcake.
Do another 600 or what?
We'll do our best, okay. But it won't all be this year. For now, our time is up. Thank you for yours.